Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, rescuers, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Balance makes a truce with the horsemen and Zoltan proposes caution. After the biggest of power plays, Rodri provides our partygoers with the distraction that they need to get into the vault. However, after making discoveries about the staff of the GDC, they return to the party to seek the man. Will Bogram's plan draw out Dachin? Do they truly have an ally in a horseman of the apocalypse? And how well will this group fare with the challenges ahead? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
Find yourself in a corridor. There's no lights, but it doesn't matter, because three of you in this group can see in the dark. The other one pulls out a small item and casts light on it. And there is a soft whitish glow around all of you as you guys make your way forward. You find yourself in a 60 foot long corridor. It's fairly wide. There are holes in the walls. There are markings on the ground. On the opposite side, you can see that there is another door. This door is open because you guys left almost all the doors open. You see the door at the other end is left ajar, slightly open. What do you guys want to do?
I feel like follow the open door.
You said there were holes in the walls and markings on the floor.
Yes, I did.
So logically, those are traps. Especially if there's holes in the wall. It's almost like that happened to us at one point.
Yeah, yeah. This corridor is not as ornate as the one that you were in. So far as I remember Squash telling me, Squash told me that there were at least three traps in here. But they have changed things around, so they may not be the same traps, they may not be the same type of effects that are going to happen to us.
Well, generally speaking, one would think that they would be more magically inclined. Any of the mechanical ones, I don't think they'd be able to change over that quickly.
Well, they did have a few days. Well, they had one. They had 1.5 days.
It's not that much. Let's see.
No. And he did tell me they were mechanical. He didn't say they were magical at all because I didn't need to help him with that. He just like had to like check and do the things going through. So,
Balance is going to take out the longsword, and he is going to, from a bit of a distance, tap the markings on the floor.
As you tap the markings on the floor, you just hear, and you see these small, tiny little darts fly out of the wall.
How big of a gap is there between where we are and across the markings?
It's 60 foot from here to the other side.
60?
Yes.
And there's markings all along the floor all the way down?
Yes.
Hmm. Well then. How did they get across this one, I wonder, since it doesn't seem that they disarmed it?
Let me see if I can do anything. So if I've got anything that could help out, like...
The more we can conserve our energy, the better, though, is the one thing.
Yeah.
Zoltan, you've got a shield, right?
Yes. I believe so.
How are the holes on the wall lined up? How are they arranged?
They're kind of, like, staggered, like in, like, V patterns.
Is it, like, multiple, or is it, like, there'll be, like, 1 6 feet up and then one that's near the ground and then...
No, yeah, they're like, multiples. Like, there's a fair few holes in this wall.
Okay. On both sides, or is it, like, on one side?
Both sides.
Hmm. I just don't really want to use my energy right now for teleporting if I need to extract anybody.
Oh, don't worry about that. I can teleport. I'll rephrase that. No, don't worry about that. I've got this. I've got spells. Spells can do this. I have plenty of spells. I have plenty of ways to recuperate my spells. I am that kind of mage because I'm a useful kind of... People keep telling me I'm vaguely useful at these things. I can do this. Give me your hand. And she reaches out and grabs Balance's arm. And she's going to cast Dimension Door across.
That doesn't help for the other two.
That's okay. I can... Oh, I can do it once more at this level. I could bring another level.
That's...
Wait a minute.
Demi...
Yes.
We need to be smart here. You're wasting resources.
You don't understand exactly how many resources I have.
You just said yourself you can only do that how many more times?
Well, I can only cast it at that level. I was seeing if I could up it. I'm actually checking to see. I don't think I can take any more than one at a time. Let me see if I can technically
and
say...
And of all the people targets. You took the other person that can teleport, Demi. Come on.
We don't want you to waste your things. Oh, well, if you don't want me to not take you, I can just take you back. If you want to, like, be a...
Balance is going to give, like... Balance doesn't do this. Balance is going to give Demi, like, the disappointed dad stare.
Oh, please. Oh, please. I've had, like, half-orcs do this at me. You are nothing.
Demi, I thought you... Come on.
She can do a bunch of other stuff.
We're trying to save people. Need to think things through.
Let me think things through.
I do think things through. That's in fact the thing I do.
Sorry, I can't hear on the other side. I'm just checking. She has another thing she can help. Yeah,
she
went back.
Teleport back.
Oh, fuck you, man. Yeah. You're being abusive to her. She went back.
Can we not fight while we're trying to save our friends? Like, just this once.
This is like what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to like get everyone over this. It's like a super easy, super like less painful way. Like this is a thing which is very difficult for us to get through and none of us are any sort of rogues.
Do you have the ability to make us fly?
Well, I don't know. Hang on, I've checked my other spellbook. Hang on.
That probably would have been a lot more cost effective. Sorry, I'm across
oh
the room.
God.
That probably would have been a lot more cost effective.
She's just gonna leave your ass, dude.
Maybe she wasn't being fucking stupid.
Being fucking stupid.
Come on, Demi.
She's like way higher than you and has way more resources than you.
That doesn't mean you get to throw them around. Think.
Yes, it does. Yes, she's going to grab hold of Zoltana's shoulder and she's going to bounce her across.
Okay.
She's going to go back.
Demi, are you using a bunch of high level spells?
Boomf. No.
Is she lying?
No, she's not. Insight. You can insight if you want.
Nat 20. 24.
No, she's not.
Okay.
She doesn't give a fuck about this stuff.
Seems wasteful. Okay.
Well, it's a good thing you're not controlling her.
Nope.
You guys are across possibly the most dangerous room for you guys. You walk into the next room. What you see is a room that is round. It's a 20-foot radius. No, it's not. Ignore the radius. You walk into a room.
Uh-huh.
It's a large, round room. Bigger than 20-foot radius. And you hear the little fluttering of sound above you. And as you look up, you see an array of different keys. Ahead of you, you can see a door which is shut and locked. What do you guys want to do?
Okay.
See which key looks the most used.
Take an investigation or a perception check.
And I rolled an 11.
You don't see one that looks like it's used more than anything else. They're like pretty high up. And they keep moving around pretty fast.
Damn it. Wait a minute. Okay. I see what the fuck you're doing, V. I see you. We're gonna get sued.
You're welcome. Nah.
I don't know if there's a copyright on this part or not.
Nah.
I feel like there's a copyright on all of it.
Are there any other traps or anything that we can tell here?
You'd have to take an investigation check.
Please. 18.
You don't find any.
Okay.
You notice that kind of like up in the eaves there are like bars, like wooden rafters. So you could probably find like with a bit of a running jump, maybe a little bit of magic on your use, you may be able to get up to those and find it easier to grab the keys, maybe get a better look at them, but you don't find any traps. What was your actual investigation? 100%? What was it?
18.
Okay, never mind. You would notice the other thing.
Is there anything else in this room, or is it just the rafters and then the door?
It's just the rafters, the door, and the keys.
Okay. Let me see if I can get a better look up there. Zoltana, can you give me a boost?
Sure.
Do a bit of a running toss, I guess.
Fastball special, you got it.
So Zoltana lines up, Balance is going to do a run, and then do like a jump off the hands up to the rafters.
Okay, take an acrobatics with advantage.
Okay. It's a 14 acrobatics.
Yes, you managed to grab hold of like the first rafter and like with a bit of a little bit more struggle than you would want someone to actually see you do. You managed to pull yourself up and onto this rafter.
All right, let's see. Balance is going to try to look around and see if there's any unique identifiers on the keys, anything that stands out. Maybe one of them has like grimy fingerprint smudges from squash.
you kind of like now you're up in the, like the first level of rafters, you get yourself up much much higher to like where the lowest level of the keys are, which is about 40 foot off the ground. You kind of like find yourself up there and nice and comfortable. You can take a perception or investigation check.
Okay.
You can do it with advantage because you have a better view.
Alright. It's a 31 investigation.
Fuck me. Wait, I think I remember someone having a similar check before. That bastard. You almost instinctively see, like, this little key floating around. You see, like, a couple of the little wings on it have been broken down a little. It matches the same, like, locking mechanism you see below. And you see that telltale sign of, like, someone with grubby hands has had their mitts on it fairly recently.
All right. Balance is going to grab it out of the air and then drop through the rafters.
From 40 feet?
Basically,
like this. Even if you make your way down to the lowest rafter that Zoltana helped you up onto, you'll take at least one dice of falling.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about that then, yeah.
All right. You can dice, roll your own falling damage.
What is that, a d6?
Yeah. I'm going to get a 1, I know it.
No, I got a 6.
Yes!
That's fine, though, because I also have that... temporary HP that doesn't go away until it's used.
That's
so
true.
Cool.
Until it's used, yeah. That's fine. That's fine. I'm slowly whittling you down. I'm happy with this.
That's fine.
You guys have the key.
jam it in the door.
You jam it in the door.
We open it.
You twist it. You hear a pull click.
It. Bop it.
Bop it. You twist the key and you hear a click. And then you hear a second click.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. So, Tana, where are you?
Not near the door. I was wherever I was when I was giving balance a boost.
You'll be up near a wall.
Dex save.
No, you would be like nearest the wall you came into. That'd be the first place you would think to look up and have a look around.
It's 11.
11. Okay, I'm afraid you take some fire damage as an exploding fireball goes off.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Let's roll one of those. Okay, do you have any of these funky abilities that allow you to take half or no damage?
Not unless I changed my focus over, which I didn't at the time.
Okay, you're being honest. Okay, you take 20 fire damage.
Cool, so...
Huge explosion goes off as you turn the key in the lock and activate the trap that was on there, which was higher than your investigation. Sorry.
Balance lets out like a cough of smoke and then turns to the others. That hurt.
You okay there, Balance?
Demi raises two thumbs.
Yeah. Should be fine. As Balance right. Changes his focus over to the fire resistance one.
Do you want a bit of healing or anything?
Save it for now.
Wait, I've got a... And she comes like dabbles around. It's like, I've got a small potion of healing if you want it.
Save it. Every resource that we can save for now could be useful later. Appreciate it, though.
Appreciate her. Appreciate me. Stand with me. As you guys leave this room.
What's that? What is that?
It's nothing. No, no, no.
I'm saying I appreciate
you. So far as Squash told me, he told me that the next room is going to be an old man, and there's an old man in there, and I told him that you can't lie to the old man. The old man is like this whole thing, and if you lie to him, like, bad things are going to happen to you, so just don't. And as you guys walk into the next room, what you see is a 40-foot diameter, 20-foot radius, round room. There is purple goo that is kind of on the boil, but the bubbles never really burst. They just kind of rise up and then sink down as a thick gooping drips that come from a small hole, which is on the left-hand side. You can see on the other side, there is a door with a platform, and the door is open, left ajar. What you also notice is that there are pittons hammered into the sides of these walls. And there's a rope between these two pittons, which get you across. What do you want to do? This is new. This is completely new. I've never seen this. Gosh, never told me this is going to be a new thing. I don't know what this is.
Well, I'm going to assume that the others that were here probably used this to get over there then.
So we're all going to...
Doesn't look like an old man.
It's not an old man. I mean, things have changed since, like, Squash, and they told us that things are going to change, that things will be different, and this is clearly not an old man. But if they got across it, their bodies aren't here unless they're in the goo, in which case, well, we're never going to know because they're in the goo.
If they were in the goo, then they wouldn't have been able to get the message to us.
Unless it's like a slowly consuming goo.
Maybe. Let's not find out, shall we?
No, they must have made it to your parents.
Well, the door across the way is open, so I can only imagine.
No, I mean they said nipped.
Right.
Which means they had to have found your parents.
Maybe your parents are also in the goo.
I wouldn't... Let's get going, shall we?
Zoltana is super helpful.
Okay. Who is the first person across this?
Not Balance this time.
I'll go.
All right, Zoltana, I need you to make an athletics check. With advantage, because you're using the rope.
So I guess I've got a 12.
A 7 and a 12.
Has it been 10 minutes yet?
Yes.
Fuck.
For sure.
Never mind.
You fall into the goo.
Gross.
It is super gross. It's that kind of like thick, gooey substance that like sticks to everything and like... It just feels horrible and cold and it's like vomit and it's super gross. I need you to make a con save, but you can be at advantage because you're a dwarf.
Good thing I had advantage. 18.
On an 18, you feel this goo just kind of like boring its way into your kind of like pores, and it's trying to get in there and poison and damage your system. However, on a save, you only take half damage. Let me just roll that damage. You would be taking 18 poison damage, but because you're safe, you take 9. And because you're a dwarf, I think you take half of that again, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you've got resistance to poison.
So you take 4 poison damage. You are very easily able to make your way to the other side. You avoid being poisoned. You take only half the half damage. And you can pull yourself out the other side. However, you do look like something that's emerged from the Blue Lagoon, except purple.
Gross.
You look super gross. And you smell super gross.
Wait a minute, how far across is this platform?
40 foot.
Okay. Rinala, how do you feel about getting across?
Rinala shrugs her shoulders. I'm a dwarf.
You gotta be super careful, that goo wants to kill you.
Well, I'm sure I'll be fine.
Try climbing if worst comes to worst.
She grabs onto the rope, yep. She'll grab onto the rope and she'll try an acrobatics across. Sorry, athletics across. Oh no, her athletics are bad. She got a 5. Barely 2 or 3 hands pulls over. She goes straight into the purple goo. Her head merges, her weapons, her book, everything. Now I need to make her make a con save with advantage.
See, Demi, this is where you doing dimension door shit would be really helpful.
I feel like I should just dimension my door all the way through here and just leave you guys behind, because I can probably do this on my own.
I mean, if you...
What I'm hearing is like, meh, Demi, meh, 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 meh.
Listen, if you want to do it all on your own and make the podcast less interesting for everybody else.
It'll be more interesting because I won't be here to, like, save you, but that's okay. Whatever. All right.
Welcome to the Lucky Demi.
Rinala takes... TLD. Lonely Demi. Rinala takes a dive straight into this 2 or 3 hand pulled over. And as she goes down, you hear her taking an intake of breath. As she fails her constitution saving throw.
Oy vey. Guys.
And she takes 10 poison damage and is poisoned.
That's after
it's
halved?
That was halved.
Fun.
That was after it's halved, yeah.
Okay. 10 poison damage right. And what?
And she is poisoned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, wait a minute.
Great.
Casey, I think you can cure that.
You can.
I think you're lay on hands, so you can use like 5 and get rid of poison or some shit.
I will do that once she gets out.
That's through her temporary. All right, that's through her temp. Cool. Cool, cool.
Does that get rid of just poison, or does she also regain 10 or 5? I'm only doing 5.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, you basically choose either she loses the poison condition or she gets healing.
I'm sorry, I'm only going to do the poison condition.
That's totally fine.
That's more
fun. Yeah, you... I assume you lay your hands upon her?
Yes. Also, I think that I should have more lay on hands than I do. Because it's 5 per level, right?
You should have 45 as your total.
That is what I have. I don't know why I thought I was supposed to have more.
It's 5 times your level.
Yeah, 5 times 9 is...
Bang on that.
45.
I can do math.
We can math. You can use 5 of those points. You lay your hands upon her as she kind of like drags herself out of the other side of this purple goo pool. And she's kind of coughing and sputtering purple onto the ground. You cast your hands upon her and Tyr reaches down and pushes all the poison out of her system. So she is no longer poisoned. All right. Demi looks at you in balance.
Well, how are you planning to get across?
I was just going to see what happens. I was going to give it a go.
All right. You first then.
You see her like rolling her shoulders a little bit. You see her putting her hands on the rope and she keeps herself up onto this rope. We've had some really bad athletics, huh? All right, come on, Demi. I really want her to do well on this. Here we go. Athletics. She got a 10. She goes straight in the drink. All right. She makes it halfway along, at least. And she too also falls straight in the fluid. She doesn't make this at advantage because she's not poison resistant. She gets a nat 1. So she is poisoned. And she takes... Roll. Oh, okay. Yeah, she takes a fair amount of damage.
She's extra super special poisoned.
She's only, like, normally poisoned. So she's fine. It's all good. Demi comes out the other side looking fucking gross, to be honest. But she has a bit of a smile on her face. She seems to, like, revel in this chaos.
It does give disadvantage on ability checks as well, though.
Yeah, that but if you're bad. Doing AoE, yeah. Yeah, like, doing more of this dumb stuff, she probably need help, but she's fine. She's happy. Like, yep. She genuinely revels in this utter chaos.
Clearly.
Yeah.
All right, so Balance is going to look at the rope, look across, and just shake his head and take a step forward, and he's going to use step of a dozen paces.
Cheater.
Which does...
For every psi point I spend, I can teleport 20 feet.
Just take the poison damage like a real man.
I just took a fireball to the face. No, thank you.
He took a fireball to the face. He doesn't need to prove his worth.
So I'm going to spend 2 psi points and just kind of phase out of existence for a moment and then appear next to the group.
Yep.
You jerk.
You phase through the stalking. It's exactly as you see it in this world, except everything's a weird kind of brownish color.
Do I see the spectre?
You do not.
Okay.
Also, didn't we establish that everybody has their own spectre anyway?
Some people, yeah, they're not always following you. Things about spectres have been revealed, but I can't tell them to you guys because you weren't there when we've found out.
Ooh, that sounds like something bad happened.
Something ominous.
Team sneak game.
Yeah, no, you don't see a spectre yours or any other.
All right, so what did Squash say would be next?
Okay, well, he thought it was the old man, but that's clearly not the case. The next one, he thought like there was a doorway, and this doorway, like, it was basically down into the vaults. As you guys step through the half-open door, you see that the room is very dark, and it would be terribly dark if it wasn't for the fact that someone's still carrying around a slight light. You see that there is a very long corridor ahead of you. There is an old man to the left of you, and he is sitting on a chair, and he is wearing old, faded clothes. He's reading a paper, a parchment. And there is a small lamp on a table next to him. Okay, the only thing I remember, because he told me about this, is that you can't lie to the old... No matter what he says, you have to answer his questions and you just can't lie. Okay, that's the only thing I remember about this and remember about him. So just bad things will happen if you lie to him.
Can we not just walk past him?
No, he's the one that opens the door on the other end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It took a little... Yeah, that's it. That's all we need to worry about too much. So let's engage. Demi steps forward, and the old man looks up. He says, "Oh, hello there. Nice to meet you all. It's been a while since I've seen you, young Miss Bloodhorn. And who are your friends? What's your name there, young lady?" And he points to Sultana. He folds his paper up and slowly puts it down on the table next to him.
Zoltana Thunderhat.
Oh, what a lovely name. What a lovely name indeed. Carrying some very big weapons there for such a slight young lady. And he takes a little time pushing himself up from his chair. He's a very thin, weedy old man. You know how to use those.
What weapons am I carrying? My own and then, like, the silver-tipped weapons?
Yes. I assume you guys have just loaded Zoltana up with the silver weapons.
Balin said that he'd had the long sword earlier, but I imagine he's probably got the short sword and daggers as well.
Which one, what do I get?
That would be the arrows and the knuckle dusters.
I'll take the knuckle duster. I don't even have like anything to shoot arrows with though.
I mean, neither do I, but those might be useful for Squash or Pintor later.
Yeah. I feel like Zoltana would have asked you to like take the short sword at least.
Well, the short sword I know how to use. The long sword I don't.
Well, then let me have the long sword.
Are we having this discussion in front of the old man?
No. This is. I didn't realize that you were taking all the weapons that were like.
Well, I figured because technically speaking, you don't really need them because you've got your magic giant axe of murder.
Yeah, but he said we'd need those for the magic guys for the magic killing.
Well, but your axe is already magical. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Whatever.
The silver weapon thing is only if you have non-magical weapons.
Okay, fair enough. Then Zoltana's gonna be like, yeah, I know how to use them.
Used in combat, eh? Well, slightly less combat, more killing of such, like, have you ever killed anyone?
Oh yeah, plenty of people.
Nice to know my company being sent down here to keep an old man like me conversation. And what about you, young sir? He puts his arm through balances and like is trying to direct you guys to start walking down this corridor.
I'll start walking with him. What about me?
I like the name of the people I converse with.
Well, that's fair. My name is Laffian Dathridia.
Met one of your kind, one of your family before. Nice young chap. Looks very much the same. Longer hair, though.
That would be my brother.
Indeed. And are you like this young lady here? Are you a killer also?
I have killed before.
Murdered?
Balance kind of tilts his head to the side in consideration. Yes. Off the top of my head, I can think of only the one time, however.
Well, if it's only one, I guess you can't be all that bad. Planning on usurping your brother, are you?
That's certainly a part of it, yes.
Guess he'll have to watch his back then. Spoke nothing but praises of you. Mine is to collect the truth, not to give it. Your secret's safe with me. And what about you, young miss, yes, the young lady. Yes, you with the book.
Well, Rinala, and that's about it from me, really. I mean, I'm Pintor's girlfriend, I guess. And he looks at her and said, seems like that one has a lot of interesting friends and companions in the future. I very much wish I could come up and see all this intrigue playing out. Romance, murder, political intrigue, but I'm just an old construct here to do a job. You. And he looks at Zoltana.
Me?
Yes. What is something you don't want Tyr to know?
It's a really good question because I feel like Tyr probably knows everything about me already. Like, but I guess that when my wife becomes a goddess, I'm gonna be a paladin of her.
Don't worry. Gods can't scry here. Well, they can try. Well, I guess we find ourselves here. And he places his hand on the door. And you hear him mutter something very quietly. And you see a small glow in his chest. Just enough to light up the door. And you hear a click and it opens. Well, you better get along now. Say hello to that young
Pintor and the young Squash and the other one, the young Ral, when you see them. Tell them I'll be happy to have another conversation with them when they come back this way. Make sure you don't kill your brother first, though. And he gives you all a quick shove. And as a cohesive four, you just all get pushed into this staircase. The door behind you closes, and as you look back, it melds into the wall. The staircase you find yourself on is very steep. It goes down in a kind of spiral pattern. These steps are very high, very, very steep, but some of you, Sultana, Balance, have done fairly similar things to these before. For example, when you went down to the fight near Savras's city. It takes a real long time to get down. Very far. However, for the sake of balance, you are still within range of your beacon.
Okay. I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, you don't need to put another one up. It just takes a very long time to get down. Because you need to go a little slower. Things are a little steeper, a little more dangerous.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say it's probably been about 2.5-3 hours since you got Nip's message. You had to deal with the whole getting out. You had a whole conversation. You had to make your way down here.
Right.
You're verging on the other side of 3 hours. Which for Team Sneak has been 7 hours. So you've managed to get your short rest in. For the two of you who have made it down here, plus your two new companions, what you see before you is a big, huge ballroom. Exactly like the ballroom that you guys were in just moments ago. You can see that there are tables all around. There's a kind of... Yeah, there are tables all around. The floor is highly polished. You can see on the walls there are curtains which hang over windows that open into rock, into nothing. Everything in here is deathly quiet. But you notice that there are large elven war swords propped up against these tables. Also laying on these tables are dwarven great axes. There are many other types of weapons that are also here, propped up. As you kind of look around, you realize in place of where people would be sitting, there is a lot of them. And it is deathly quiet in here.
This is a little peculiar.
The room is about 120 foot long. At the other end of this room, you see there is... Screw it. At the other end of this room, almost as if they had set up camp there waiting for you, you see that there is an elven woman carrying a short sword, carrying a bow. You also see that there is Ral sitting on the ground, sort of like waiting for you. You can't see her very well right now. She's kind of off in the shadows, sort of like not exactly behind the door, but in that general area. But you can see her profile. She's standing straight onto you. I need to note that you two, Demi and Renala, aren't actually in this room right now. You're kind of on that little flat entrance way to it. And Ral and the elven woman are not exactly in the room either.
Well, I want to go make my way towards Ral because he said I love you, which sounds like trouble. like when someone sends you a message and ends it with like, I love you, that, I mean, even if you say it all the time, it just kind of sounds like a like... Oh, like something bad is happening. I need to like let them know I love them.
As you step into this room to make your way across, you see the weapons raise out of the seats and off of the table and begin to spin.
I slowly back up out of the room.
As you back out of the room, these weapons spin faster and faster. It takes a little moment. And they spin at velocity and speed. You know that if you were to step foot into this room again and be anywhere near those, you are going to be taking some damage. About 30 seconds later, these weapons stop moving. And they gently lay themselves back down on the table as they once were.
I've noticed this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Raul's standing up and his... he looks like Raul looks when he's been through some shit, but he looks rested, I guess you could say. His eyes look a little bit red and he looks like he's bled. But otherwise, he's fine. And his tail kind of swishes back and forth. He's excited to see you. And he yells at you. You have to be really quiet. I'm like not even breathing. To get back through here, we need that key on the table, though.
As he kind of like gestures and points towards the key, you two can just see this key that's resting on a table that's like 2 out from you. Now that it's been pointed out, it's kind of it looks out of place compared to like everything else. Yeah, now it's been pointing out to you, you can see it very easily.
We need to be quiet in order to get over there. We're gonna need the key that's on the table, though. Where is the key in relation to us?
It's about 2 tables out from where you are. So it would be feasible if you kind of like wrecking the Zoltana took a step in there without thinking and it took them a moment to spin up. You could probably grab it and get back, but you would have to be super freaking fast.
Could I theoretically just Mystic Hand it?
You absolutely could, yes.
Okay, then Balance will just stand in the entryway and then just wave a hand and... have the hand float over and grab the key and lift up.
The hand goes over and takes this small key. As it's deposited back in your hand or in your pocket, wherever you want, you notice the key is made from the same stone as the wall that closed up behind you just now.
Gotcha.
Just now. A fair amount of time out the top of the stairs.
Right. Well, it's good to have just in case. That being said, we've always got our backup plan anyhows.
Wait, hold on. Raul said to get back, they need the key, which...
Now I have.
Yeah, but that implies to me that... Is he in front of a door or something?
Yeah, Raul, but the door is open. You can see there's, like, the figure of a elven woman standing in there with a bow.
Okay. Then Raul's never mind, because I was going to say this sounds like a trap.
Yes.
Okay.
What you think, Raul being at the other end is a trap?
No, I said like the room. Like,
am I a trap?
I mean, like that it's a dead end. That was what my theory was. But since there's a doorway, then it's not a dead end. So kaputsky.
So my telepathy reaches 120 feet. So I'm sure. Going to stand in the doorway and telepathically say to Raul, "Are you all right? Is everybody all right?" Blink once for yes, twice for no.
You can see him blinking across 120 feet.
That's not that far away.
You can see him start to bleed from his nose and blink.
As once if, for yes, twice for no.
Yeah, no.
He blinks twice.
Are you in trouble? Once for yes, twice for no.
He shakes his head no.
Is Squash in trouble?
He starts to talk. None of us know how much this room can hurt you. We did not set it off. We were all very quiet. I'm not sure. I don't know if you guys will be quiet enough to make it over here. We don't have the chalice, though. We weren't able to... I went and scouted ahead. I've seen the room we need to go in, but I was alone. I could not go in. So I came back.
Where are the others?
Pentor's over there. He's unconscious at the moment.
Pentor would have been awake by now.
Okay. Well,
because they took slightly longer to come get you guys than you'd want
to. He's a little out of it.
And Squash?
Just, I'll tell you when you get over here.
That doesn't sound good. Well...
No, super doesn't sound good. What happened?
My concern is that I feel like you could probably be sneaky, but I'm not going to take this armor off for nothing.
Can I get a read on Rawl's aura?
Sure.
Is this Rawl?
Yeah.
God damn it, Neil!
I think I'm me. I mean, you can roll to see and V can tell me that I'm not me and I'll play along with it.
Listen, I would absolutely believe that if V told you, hey, can you pretend to be you except not you, you would absolutely go along with it.
Oh, if that were suddenly a thing as of right now, I would absolutely go with it. She wouldn't have even had to have messaged me beforehand. So yeah, you can
I trust Neil to roll the shit I gave to him. You guys give me show shit I have to roll with. Yes, sure, take an insight check. Okay. It's not a very difficult one.
19.
It's the real Rawl.
Okay.
Will the real Rawl please sign up? Yeah, it's the real Rawl.
Telepathically, he's going to say to Rawl, who is that person behind you and are they a threat?
He shakes his head no. He doesn't have a way to answer you.
Okay. All right, well, how do we want to get across here? I don't think the four of us really are going to be sneaky enough that we could get past.
Rawl seems to be really concerned that you guys won't be able to be as quiet as they were.
As well he should be.
Well, I can give you two both a bit of a boost to get across.
I mean, as long as we're not going to need much more, I can teleport us all across.
I feel like, what about getting out? That's the issue, because we're going to have to come back through here.
I still have most of my energy. I've only used a very little bit of it so far.
And if the worst comes to worst, I can always just literally teleport out of here.
You did set an anchor in the last
episode. I did set an anchor.
Like we have means and ways. As long as I keep hold of a certain level of energy, I can get us out. I can get us to the place where we need to go.
Right.
Okay. Right. Well, I think then teleporting is probably our best bet because I do not want to be impaled by a dozen fucking things.
Neither do I. And with that, Balance is going to, with a flick of a thought, use Phantom Caravan and teleport all four of us across the way.
Okay. With the flick of your thoughts, you use whatever side point thingies you need to do. You zip your way across this room fairly quickly, fairly easily. Again, you don't see any specters. That's completely incorrect.
I was gonna say, I draw a weapon and point it at Rawl. It's fake!
Well, it was only No, joking. I'm
the
joking.
Spectre possessed his body.
I'm joking. It's the real Rawl. I'm joking.
DC 20. You failed by one. Ha ha.
As you make your way into the stalking, dragging all of your companions with you, you notice that there are a couple of spectres hanging around your group. One of them you would notice as, at least Ultana, you would recognize as being your spectre. They're just off in the distance, sitting at one of the tables, having a drink of tea, because that's what they drink here. But there's also a couple of other spectres there. And they are intently watching the members of your group. And as you guys zip through, they kind of just give you a small nod. And then, boom, you're on the other side.
Oh, okay.
You see three spectres.
That was concerning.
One you recognize, two you don't.
How delightful that our spectres are waiting there for us to die. Great family fun. 5 stars.
Well, anyways, hi, Rawl. Balance gives him a hug.
Oh, I'm going to hug him too.
Rawl, yeah, he's excited. He hugs
Demi and Renala also give you like big hugs. Like there's this one big dog pile of hugging upon Rawl right now.
Balance, as he's hugging, is keeping an eye on this mysterious elven figure.
As you have bamfed your way over there, you can now see more clearly the image of your mother. Your mother is standing there with a short bow in hand. But unlike the last time you saw her, she's now pregnant.
Oh. Okay. Balance is gonna let go of Rawl and turn and look at his mom and just kind of stand there wide-eyed. Mother?
She kind of gives you that pained kind of smile, and there are big tears in her eyes, and not even half a beat moment later, she comes over and just gives you the biggest hug. She's trembling a little bit. She is very malnourished. She doesn't look beaten to hell, but she has clearly suffered at the hands of whatever is going on down here.
Balance is giving her the biggest hug, and he is crying also.
Ooh, I'm glad they are here now. Took them a while. Must have been a really good party. We've gotten a lot of new listeners lately. That's very exciting. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. And if you are enjoying the show, leaving a review helps other people see that other people enjoy our show, and maybe they give us a chance if they see some good reviews. So saying some nice things about us wherever you leave your reviews for your podcasts you listen to, wherever you download, those kind of things help us out a lot. So thank you to those of you who have reviewed the show. Thank you. And if you have not yet, it really is a big help. So I know sometimes you don't want to leave the party, but sometimes you have to leave the party to come help, you know. But seriously, thank you everyone for listening. Special thanks to patron Daniel Straw. Thank you for your support. If you would like to support the show, you can find us on patreon.com/tldpod. Thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next time, where we will figure this out.
Bye.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.